Jerry Bader Show. Where is this out of? The Racine area. This is I find this a very interesting story. There's a registered sex offender, Roger Clausen. Now, as you know, most likely know, a lot of local cities, municipalities, villages in Wisconsin over the years set up sex offender ordinances where registered sex offenders upon release from prison are limited in where they can stay. These have been controversial because in some communities, they pretty much can't stay anywhere. It's been an issue in Green Bay over the year. It's all over the place. Roger Clausen is not being able to find a place. He has nowhere to live because of local sex offender laws. So the Wisconsin Department of Corrections has a solution. They want him to sleep in the Racine County Jail. He's not a prisoner, but there's no place for him to sleep. They don't want him to be homeless. They don't want him to be sleeping just anywhere. So the corrections department says, all right, you can't find a place to stay. You have to sleep in jail. He's applying for jobs to save money for rent. He told the Racine Journal Times that he would rather stay in the jail at night than be homeless. Some attorneys have questioned the legality of the statewide practice of holding homeless sex offenders in jail. Apparently, in other communities, and as I said, this is a problem for other communities, and I will tell you something. This was by design. This was to send the state a message to say, yeah, we don't want them here. And we're going to make it damn near impossible for you to find a place for them. That was the goal of these ordinances. It's gotten long lost, but that was the goal. We don't want them in Green Bay. We don't want them in whatever little community, or all the different communities in Racine County, Mount Pleasant, Racine, Sturtevant, and Caledonia, all have ordinances that limit how close offenders can live to school, daycare, churches, parks, and playgrounds. In these smaller communities, he's got nothing. And it happens all over the state. So if these sex offenders can't find a place that fits within the ordinance, they sleep in the county jail. If this sounds over the top to you, I want to share something. Now, this was told to me by someone. I do not believe my wife told me this. I believe someone who knew her father told me this. My father-in-law, who I never met, he passed away in 1976. That was 14 years before I met my wife. Was for much of his life, he had two jobs. He worked at Boeing in Seattle, and he was known in the Manitowoc area as the Yo-Yo Man. By the way, Yo-Yo is Filipino, if you didn't know that, and he was very proficient with it, and he would do presentations at school. That wasn't his job, part of his job, traveling salesman. His district, his route, included communities along the lakeshore in Wisconsin. John Mala was 100% Filipino. I am told that just like the actors and performers of color of the day in the 1940s and 50s, he had to sleep in the city jail because no hotel would take them. Now, I learned this story from someone whose family did take him in so he wouldn't have to sleep in the jail. By the way, that's another thing. When people call me racist, I really do want to spit blood. That's what entertainers and others of color had to do. It's awful. You're just doing your job. And because of racism, and by the way, we're talking Wisconsin. This is not Alabama. I'm just telling you that I've been told these stories. And I know that in northern Wisconsin, my dad told me the story of where a friend of his put someone up once because they were black. Now, it was a different situation. I think he was on the guy that told my dad the story, someone my dad worked with moving houses. And the guy was on a work crew that way, couldn't find a place to stay. So if this sounds just awful, that a sex offender would have to do this. I think I disagree. I really do. You're not a prisoner. It's a place to stay. Would you rather they say, no, you can't sleep in the county jail? Yeah, Jason would rather have them homeless. Is that what you're saying? Well, okay, that's a different that's a different topic. But if you're the person involved, is the county jail better than nothing? I think it is. If people who were treated that way unfairly and just morally wrong because of the color of their skin could tolerate it, I think a registered sex offender can. And again, this was the whole point of these laws. To have no place for them to stay. That we don't want them in our community. That was the whole intent of these ordinances. There's no question about that. Forgive me, I have a tickle in my throat today. My voice is back. But I have a tickle, I should say, in my chest. So, no, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think sex offenders should be able to stay, registered sex offenders. Again, I don't know about a blanket rule. It probably depends on their offenses, and I think it should be on a case-by-case basis because, as you know, and I believe you may know, that the sex offender registry, what it takes to get on there should be changed. I think if you have a serial child molester, that's one thing. I don't think it should be a one-size-fits-all rule. But for those who are an obvious threat to children, no, I don't have a problem with this. All right, it's a busy, busy day for the state legislature today. They're going to take up a bunch of bills. School accountability is the one that's getting all of the attention. And we've had Jim Steinecke, state representative, on the show to talk about this. This is one of those bills that the assembly was quick. The assembly has no problem with. The Senate is struggling with. It would better track the performance of taxpayer-funded private voucher schools. The Senate is set to debate that bill. I support this. It would apply the existing state card, and that's the very controversial thing, the state report card, for public schools to voucher schools, but not impose any sanctions on any schools receiving poor marks. The Assembly, however, hopes to move forward this spring with a broader bill that would sanction failing schools. That is actually the bill that I support, the one that would sanction failing schools across the board. The big thing is public schools basically could be shut down. Look, you don't pass muster. It's kind of the equivalent of the parent trigger that's used in other states. Now, there is a vote due today in the Assembly that would change the way police officer-related shootings are handled. Now, I've got to check on this. This says the Milwaukee Police Department would no longer be in charge of its own investigations. I thought it was statewide. Another change to the pending legislation made after a group of victims' families and friends met with law enforcement would require reports of custody death investigations statewide to be released to the public if criminal charges are not filed against the officers involved. Let me tell you the legislation that I support. I would support statewide legislation that has an agency other than the own law enforcement agency involved in the shooting investigated. Now, let me tell you why. As you know, in police officer-related shootings, I always give the benefit of the doubt to law enforcement. Always. That said, well, let me continue. I also believe law enforcement agencies are capable of investigating these on their own. However, what that does is that opens the door for even the most obviously justified shooting to be questioned by some members of the public because they investigated themselves. I think it's time to change this. And there have been different proposals on this. Do you set up a standing body that investigates all. Now, and a lot of times you will have agencies ask another agency to investigate it, or a DA from another county or something like that. I do think it should be law statewide in Wisconsin that law enforcement agencies do not investigate themselves in these matters. It's not because I believe they're not capable of it. It's not that at all. It's because I believe the appearance leads to unfounded, in most cases, unfounded suspicions. Well, yeah, we don't know what really happened. They investigated themselves. I don't believe a law enforcement agency should ever investigate itself in these matters. Again, just because of that appearance. And you would think that that's what law enforcement officers involved in a shooting would want, wouldn't you? I would think so. I just think it takes any appearance of anything. And again, I'm not accusing law enforcement agencies of that. I'm just saying it opens the door to that criticism, which is why I would absolutely statewide have it set in stone that agencies do not investigate themselves. All right, coming up after 10 o'clock. Well, and before 11 o'clock, there's a Wisconsin congressman who seems to have stepped into scandal. He is suffering from what I call the Chris Christie syndrome. When Bridgegate broke, the usual scenario would have been the national conservative talk show host defending a Republican. That didn't happen because they don't like Chris Christie, because they consider him a rhino, Republican in name only. The same thing seems to be happening in Wisconsin. We'll get to that. And we'll get to the reporter under pressure for making a male Olympian cry. It's 9:58.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.